troubles. Follow me. Do not come searching for me. We go.
Dyslexia prosthesis implant. Government approved. Warning. Detected synaptic seepage. Neural failure within 24 hours. Seek medical attention immediately. Welcome.
It's fair to say that she's an alien construct, not an alien being, per se. She's unaware of her own nature, a tool created for a unique purpose. And that purpose begins with the visual identification of her prey, so it makes sense that the opening scene focuses on where it was. The opening score features rapid, unrelenting tremolos, which are akin to the inner workings of the mimesis. Dense pressure to the sound, which returns in scenes where alien nature is center stage. For example, when we discover what happens to Laura's victims, or when she's chased by one of her own. And this pressure extends to Laura herself, crushingly emphasizing that there is no room for questions. She is a construct, not a being, and the soundtrack reminds her of this, turning antagonistic as the film progresses. If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably this one. Its rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly unsettling, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and the consistency of Laura's seduction scenes. And the effect for the audience is that, despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic wall and detached stare of the their performative falseness echoed in the songs. It's interesting that a version of this song also plays in the opening scenes, which takes place in the beach. Laura,
I think you saved me.
This is the version of
not come searching for me.
But she isn't going to cross
the line. I need to be.
The violent reaction seems to be sensitive, which is very disappointing. Where is the swimmer with this? This should be amazing.
You were the first person I ever asked.
Like the night, which is a complete sensory. Even her stalking becomes intercut with more candid observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
Stay relaxed. become the launching base for advanced exploration. From this pivotal point, astronauts, at the risk of their lives, set out to conquer nature's mysterious forces.
The man is at last on the threshold of space.
What makes you so interested?
In the zone.
I'd never really been told about special zones. Did you hear top little hints?
Island?
Norris. Zones of total isolation. No one talks about these things.
Never been explained.
I suggest that the catastrophe resulted in the fact that four young cosmonauts have obtained mysterious supernatural powers.
Thank you, Nikolsky. That seems a logical theory.
My dear young man, you should have known all this before.
What?
Problem long ago.
But, Doctor, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting in any way that interplanetary security was investigated in these men immediately following the disaster. No.
Scanned 60 years ago, two bicycle makers from Dayton dreamed, sweated, one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man aloft for a distance of 212 feet.
Ivan, you haven't changed.
There you are. I suppose we're the only ones left from the old school now that Kizimov and Younger are both retired.
Yeah, I found that out. I ran into them at the moon base. I'll be retiring myself, Ivan.
Yes, that's so. You too.
Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Just look at the way you're eating. You're not even enjoying it.
Talking to me.
The machine would stay airborne for 17
seconds. I'd better introduce myself.
The X-15 is one
Maybe
quarter of the length of the Wright brothers' first flight.
David Norton.
May I ask you a question?
The working prelude to man's eventual controlled flight into the solar.
What does your wife think about your being a cosmonaut?
She's against it.
If I had the power, I'd forbid all cosmonauts from marrying you.
All of them just as you are told.
Please don't look at me like that. Cosmonauts face danger every day. You've got to be crazy to work in space. You think of yourself as a hero. You're all big heroes, right? But the day comes when we no longer believe in heroes and courage as we do. We don't care about them. Tell me, Norton. How much have we expended in human lives on space exploration? You don't like thinking about that, do you? All your dead friends on Oberon. You think about them? You might die today. Do you realize that? Or if not, then tomorrow. I'm superstitious, you see. Living around you cosmonauts does that. You meet a handsome young man. And he asks you to spend the rest of his life with him. The rest of his life, he says. Unfortunately, tomorrow might be the rest of his life.
You turned him down.
Yes, I did. I panic. I panic whenever I see a cosmonaut's uniform.
You really are superstitious, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, Ludmila, might have happened to your fiancé?
Hmm? Anything. You know that. When you're wearing that damned uniform and work on the plateau of the fiery serpents, almost anything could happen out there.
The minds of men have reached from canvas, wire, and leather weapons to intel with an alloy sheathing.
This is Mercury, Norton. I'd better go now. You know something? I wanted to look in your eyes, David of the Moon.
How come you know? You weren't there. The nickname they gave me. I don't care. I want you to tell me.
Why, I want to see your eyes?
Yes.
Because you happen to have a wife. Kizimov, younger, Laurie. I understand that. All single. There's no one those men live for. Nothing at all but their work.
How do you know those three men? You said your name was Ludmila Beskova?
Bakalin. Yes, Bakalin's wife. Yes, Norton. I had a husband. Vyacheslav Bakalin.
exercise caution over the plateau. Landing is permitted only in the base area. It's the only zone that's protected.
The hill designated as checkpoint.
Start the convoy's automatic charting device.
We read you. We're going down to automatic charting. We are registering high levels of electric activity on our equipment.
Return immediately if there is any danger.
We don't know which is going on. Are you going on or turning back?
What's happening out there? Come in, come in. We're not reading you. Return immediately. Do you read me?
David Thornton, reporting from base.
Commander Gilbert, this is my assistant.
Were you informed I was coming?
We've had no news. There are 200 kilometers of electric fields. Radio contact is practically impossible.
Final sequence, we hear. It's an actual test flight of the expectation. Successfully completed the short weapon. The voices are actual. All things are as they are.
Receiving a negative customer review is painful for any entrepreneur. It hurts us to our soul. Seriously, it's terrible.
Responsible for your safety from now on. I read you. That's fine with me.
in the valley, you have a chance. The valley's protected by the electric charges. Stay away from the hills.
We'll get this damn thing.
That's where the electricity is concentrated.
We read you, Norton.
We read you.
We have no way of...
Tell us, what's happening out there?
Will you stop bugging me?
all think. Remember. And think and remember. I am your friend. Red is green and green is red. The east sunrise is red and red is dead. Red is green and green is red.
Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil in your eyes. You and your plans make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh devil moon, deep in your eyes lies me.
I look at you and glory be. Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your plans make this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night in their light can hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies in the sun. Oh, devil moon,
scagged up, fucked up chain store for tape. Buy some cheap tape. He posts this short message. Janer hasn't gotten over here yet. He's late as usual, and I'm going to have to back up to trip this. Light change. Get a real piece of shit. This change going backwards, and that'll be red again before I get up to it. So you're in Seattle, huh? Your toes don't have fungus? Well, that's amazing. The last time I was in Seattle was in 68. Must have received its legend as Rainy City that year. Because all of my clothes are funk boy greenness about them and a slightly odoriferous olfactoral assault reminiscent of those bygone days of seventh grade gym class. But after I get these tapes, I'm gonna go get some Bailey's Irish Cream whiskey. Me and Dana are gonna get drunk. Right. I don't know what the concept of anti-music will, what changes will be wrought due to the fact that we've been playing together every night practically since the last summer and have intrinsically grown in a stylish sense to include a little more anti-music venture and to encompass the righteousness some nascent notes on the ears of whoever is foolhardy enough to bear with us. Well, I just checked the sound up. Anyway, I'm on my way to Skaggs Albertson. fucked up chain store Pete. Buy some cheap tape. Real big money, as opposed to this short message. Janer hasn't gotten over here yet. He's late as usual. I'm going to back up the triple. Light change.
Pardon my language, but let the sons of God and man bear witness, for I speak only the truth, and never in my days have I spoken other than, for my every utterance is a lie, including this very one you hear.
I am the last remaining Homo Correctus. I am a goddamn man of the future.
I'm 23 feet tall and I have 30 rows of teeth.
My physical type cannot be classified by science.
I communicate without words.
I am a fission reactor. I fought plutonium. Power plants are fueled by the sweat from my brow. When they come in, the lights go out in Hong Kong.
I bend my jeans and wait on at my dinner with the sheer force of my mighty will.
I am a traveling humping junkie that jumped the man from Mars.
I'm self-conscious on a bacteriological
planet. I am enlightened. I achieved nirvana and am
atonement. I steer my own goddamn evolution. Yes, I'm the perfect.
I swam the Bermuda Triangle and it didn't get wet.
I'm fighting.
closer to the speech. Here Helen comes through with
getting closer to the show. Okay, here comes Helen.
Look out, Jews and her interesting. Look out, step aside. She's actually by the needle marks. You would know she's a height. If you know she's a what?
A height.
A height. You know, the pressure's new and weighted. You know, when you put them all together, and you bring them all together, you realize that when you add them all up, they add all up. Police record.
That's the newest part.
And then, let's see, that's the center. I mean, that's the core.
That's the central vein.
That's the heart. That's that's the divisive, not divisive. That's the strong force and the weak force.
Right.
What is that CD's
going to
do for
the hooks? The gluten.
Billions and billions of hooks.
Yeah, like Velcro.
Nuclear Velcro.
It's the Velcro of space, I think, though.
That's what it took to make fission feasible, was the discovery of Velcro. I mean, you know, that rough part of Velcro, that's what came first.
The female or the male part of Velcro?
You know, that's what I've always been confused about, because, you know, you talk to electrical people, and it's the pins that determine the gender. You talk to you talk to mechanical people, and they always talk about the housing, you know, in a connector.
Right.
And like,
that's the nesting instinct.
They talk about it for, you know, forever.
Ad nauseum.
Well, you know, they don't have anything else to talk about.
Well, they ad nauseum and then stir.
And then they get that horrible pain, and then they...
Right in their radio.
Yeah. Nice now, though. I like that. They get on 529.
Well, you know, it's like a pendulum, and sometimes it's nice and you like it, and sometimes it hurts a lot, and you just got to ride it out.
But somebody has to be liking it when you're not liking it. I mean,
that's what happens. That's what's so odd, and it really throws you off, because, in fact, I used to stand under the full moon and look up and think, right now, half of them are liking it, and half of them are not liking it. And you really had to decide which pile you were in.
The half that were liking it weren't listening.
Yeah, and that's why we make them turn on their radios and listen, even though they're asleep.
Yeah, that's the old timer and radio method I used to use.
Yeah.
I set that on my
just
porch.
Ad nauseum and stir.
I had this big boombox I set on my porch on Thursday night, and it was at the clock, and I had to get up real early on Friday, so I couldn't really experience it. They would experience it across the street.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, one way I do it is I hook up my VCR to a radio. I have a VCR with hi-fi soundtrack.
Is that VCR minus?
Yeah, VCR minus. You got it. And you can record, using the timer, you can record pretty wonderful radio tracks on hi-fi track. You can even use the slow speed, I'm told, get 1,800 to 18,000 on top at the high end, which is pretty neat. When you're using the top speed, it's equal to a CD's.
Yeah, but then you only get 2 hours.
Yeah.
Your typical cool...
But any show that you might want to listen to that's really good is only 2 hours long.
Or maybe.
Keeping in mind, this one is 5 hours long.
Of course. 4.5 hours.
So it's either 2.5 times better or it's worse than anything you've ever heard.
It's more than 4.5 hours.
For me personally, I've been advised that it strays from the norm.
But less than what? I mean, more than 4.5 hours.
It's more than a show. Well, no, it's less than an hour more than a show. No, wait, it's less. No, it's
less than.
Makes me all dizzy. Makes me want to hear Aunt Bertha.
10 hits. I mean,
10 hits. Yeah,
more,
it's true.
It's more than 10 hits, but less than a show.
That's true.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Backward.
No, I don't smoke.
They've been through it before, and they know the time is right. Oh, heavenly, heavenly, heavenly.
You know, I have been through it before. I never know if the time's right. I just have to run that flag up and see who votes for it. Yeah, that one's easy. And you can tell the tracer rounds. You can see where they're coming from. You've set up your logistics radar in the proper sense. You can be able to see the incoming radio rounds.
What about all those obscure mil-spec radio names?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to drag mil-spec on the air here. That would be two bloopers, man, for the dental listening audience.
Too many specs.
Too many specs. You know what that does to DAT stuff.
Not enough show.
I'm hearing more fuzz than you are, because I'm actually listening. The way I do this show is I have a wireless mic on and I walk around the building.
And you're walking eyes.
And I have a little radio with Sony VD7 headphones.
Right.
But this little radio has so much fuzz in it. It's not in the air, it's just in the radio.
Is it one of those little pocket ones that does a little clip on your button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the problem is that the antenna is in the wiring. But I can hook it up to a camcorder when I shoot shots of show, and you get a pretty neat soundtrack.
I'm running a Walkman. I'm about 70 miles away.
Oh, yeah?
And then I'm on the top of the hill, so... But don't envy me, because I don't have a view.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's all. I mean, in general, I don't have a view. But, I mean, you know, without putting it down too much.
Yeah, it's time for a Pink song now. God, where's that coming from? Who are those people? Hold on, I'll be right back. What do you think, caller?
I think Don Joyce has finally made it back. But it's Rod Stewart, it's, what is this, Queen?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You're showing your youth there.
sometimes they've been linked.
Actually, that's not a very old song, I don't think. I mean, I think it's only about three or four years old. Right. The last time I saw the tape, I was in Navajo land, and I walked into a medicine man's house. I'm not kidding you. I walked into a medicine man's house, which looked like a house in Malibu, and you're in the middle of Navajo res, and his kids are watching that on TV. And it's the Nazi Girls band playing Robert Palmer. And they were just laughing and asking me if all white people were like that. I said, yes, we have our shows. I have mine. They have theirs. And we have Nazi backup girls to sing.
Never run out of lipstick.
Never run out of lipstick, and they all look really mean and don't care. And
very talented, no matter what.
They all went to Juilliard and graduated, except for the one in the back. She went to that place in Seattle. And the kids actually thought that I was telling the truth. Of course, this was a medicine man, of course, also. We had a picture of Jesus Christ, an oil painting of Jesus Christ on the wall. And in one hand, he had a medicine bag, in the other hand, he had a cross. In the background were condominiums and teepees.
My favorite image of Jesus is at Reinhardt's truck stop in Petaluma. It's Jesus guiding a trucker through a stormy day, a stormy night.
Yeah,
he's called Safely Through the Storm. Like, he's pointing in the direction of the road.
Record skip.
Sure,
over here, doofus. And the trucker's going, well, you're third, Mr. JC. You want a ride?
He's just floating alongside the truck.
Because the truck's about to crash. Who has that? Oh, Paul has that. A friend of mine has a great painting that was done by a religious group just before the moment. And so everybody in the world are little ghosts, and everybody's about 2 feet off the ground, headed upwards, out of trucks and in plazas and on streets and out of house windows. All these little people are going, whoop, and like little white donuts.
The moment?
Well, it's, you know, the moment before the rest of us burn in gas. All the good people are leaving, and it's all done in this very primitive style, so it's pretty realistic, I'd say.
Like the Fantasia scene or something?
You mean the dancing hippos?
Velvet Elvis. More like the unicorn.
Mambo Elvis Claude Ramon.
Oh, yeah, it's just like that.
Ukulele.
And these little flea. Ukulele.
Guest in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael invited me up. I put my name on the guest list.
So. Yeah, okay, we're doing some Frem de Gee right now, though. You want a glass?
A sacred tea?
No, Frem de Gee. You mentioned ukuleles, now we're in Hawaii.
I'm a bit cosmic at this point.
Ah, the 10 hits, yes.
No, 20. I put 5 in each ear.
Yeah, went right to the brain. Well, it'll improve your eyesight without glasses, I guarantee you that.
You know, that's true. Why don't we talk about all the positive attributes?